Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's 12:36. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Actually, Ed Wehmer, the CEO of Wintrust, is here. I should just have you read those spots for us. Why not?
Happy to do. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. It's nice to see you.
You only have me on the Friday the 13th when there's a full moon. So
it's been. Let me just tell you something. There have been so many weird things happening today on the show, so I'm counting on you to provide a little stability.
Oh, you got the wrong guy.
So, you know, this is a big day at WGN. It's the Walk of Fame where we have a lot of coworkers come back, real sense of community. And it strikes me that that's, I mean, Wintrust, more than most other big banks around here, aims at that same sort of community.
Yeah, that's what we're built on. We started as a little community bank up in Lake Forest. 1991, all the big banks have bought all the little banks, and all the great community banks left, and we saw that as a niche, and my wife brought a card table over to about 1,100 square feet, and December 1991, we opened with 11 employees, and now we're grown to be the second biggest bank headquarters in Chicago with 5,200 employees.
Wow, so. No kidding. But it's still, it strikes me as it's a series of local banks.
It's a consortium of community banks with commercial. We can do everything on top of that with the commercial lending, but at heart, we're community bankers, and our guys, our people all get involved in the communities because that's the fun part of what they do. A lot of people don't know that we never put the Wintrust name out because we always want to be the local alternative to
right,
the big banks.
Right.
That's our culture. Now we put it out, now we're big, and people see it all over. And people don't know that we're Chicago-born and bred. I mean, they had some guy come up to me and said, "You're from Kansas City." I've never been to Kansas City in my life. No, we're Chicago all the way through and through, and it's such a great area. It's like a quilt, and every community has its own
right,
its own flavor. And because of the way we're structured, we can serve. Pilsen has different needs than Lake Forest or Hinsdale, and Back of the Yards does. And so we take on that community, and we get involved in the community, and we give them what they need. And that's really been the secret sauce to our success.
So explain that for me then. So how you're running a corporation, I mean, you're running a big business that's got to have standards from pod to pod, and yet each individual pod has got its own personality.
Yes. We run with 15 charters. We sell 100 brands out of those charters. So
what does that mean, Ed? Tell me.
We have 15 individual bank charters. So
okay.
The intramurals between the banks are great in terms of performance. They each have that. Early on, we did a thing called the map according to Ed. So we drew the lines, and each bank has a territory that they'll grow into, and it might include 10 to 15 different communities and suburbs. So we'll have, you know, a Highwood Community Bank or Pilsen Community Bank, a branch of this bank.
Right.
And because we do set guardrails up, we give them guardrails, but we let people serve the community. We push decisions as close to the customer as we possibly can, and we get involved with the community. That's the fun part of what we do.
Well, you know, so every month here we have a Wintrust community leader come in, someone who's partnered with you, and they explain, you know, what they're doing and how the bank helps. So how do you get involved in a community and foster it, and why is that good for business?
Well, I'll answer the second part first. It's good for business because if the community gets better, we all get better. If the health community is healthy and you can serve the needs, everybody gets better as a result of it. Because of our people's involvement in the communities, we see so many needs, and those needs pile up, and we help them with the needs, and that's how you meet the community leaders, because we're helping them foster their individual situation. Like the other day, they had the Fire Department Foundation luncheon. Well, I chaired it. I knew nothing about it till Ray Orozco tackled me. Do you know the fire department only has one drone? One drone for the whole city.
Are you kidding me? Really?
So we're going to buy them 3 more drones. I said, you got to call it put Wintrust on the side. We'll have it. There's the Wintrust Air Force.
Or maybe you could teach them like to trail smoke, and you can spell Wintrust as it flies around.
I like that, too. I'm looking for the flyover at Soldier Field. Would be kind of cool. But you can imagine not having to send somebody up to check the structure on a roof and
right.
Things like that. That's a bigger one we got involved in. And we're also supported with a large donation, an educational. They're going to be the first of its kind. a virtual reality education they can take out to the schools. The kids will put the masks on. Well, you feel it's hot. You know, they can go touch it.
Right.
That's hot. They'll say, and they, what do you do, and how do you get out, and things you should do. Nobody in the country has that. So.
Oh, so that'll be training, like fire training for kids.
Right. They'll take it to schools instead of the trailer. They'll have this in it. And the kids love it because they can put their glasses on and play around. So it's really cool stuff. There's so much of that going on. There's so many good people in Chicago. And with the financial situation of Chicago, they can't support all of it. So it's up to us to do that. And not just in the all over Chicago, but you have issues in all the neighborhoods. And we get involved with those and help them out. So that's what we're supposed to do as a community bank. Like the old days, when people say you're going to the bank, I want it to be our bank. I'll meet you at the bank, be our bank in
right,
the town.
That's
what we want to do.
But so tell me then, I'll back up a little bit. So you have the 15 charters, and they're not all known as Wintrust banks.
No.
So is there ever confusion with the brand?
Or there is, but we always sub-brand as a Wintrust Community Bank.
Okay.
So if you bank in Pilsen, you can cash a check in Lake Forest, but it really defines us, and it helps our people, too, because they take great pride in what they're doing. It gives them a territory, an area they can work in, and that's how they build their franchises, is by involving in the community and meeting people, and they tell people, and they tell people, and they tell people.
So Wintrust is ubiquitous when you drive around, the Wintrust Arena.
Yes.
My favorite one of your events is the Wintrust Business Lunch. I think it was a great idea. But it's everywhere, right?
Yep.
By design.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been anything you've said, nah, I'm backing away from that?
Well, it's a funny story. When the White Sox were changing Comiskey Park, from U.S. Cellular,
right,
we got a call saying, how about Wintrust Field? And I said, I never wanted a Major League Stadium named after it. It's just bad luck. So in the middle of the night, I woke up my wife. I go,
it's bad luck for us. Like for U.S. Cellular.
Yeah.
Right? They're gone, aren't they?
They're gone. Yeah. Well, yeah, they moved on. It's always just kind of bad luck. So I said, I don't want to do that.
Enron Field.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I said, I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, how about this? We call Comiskey Park presented by Wintrust. So I wake up my wife. She goes, go to bed. I don't care. So called the Sox the next day, and they said Jerry Reinsdorf was out of town. They were all excited. Jerry was out of town, and at the All-Star game, I said, we'll get him when we come back. And Jerry came back, and he gave him the idea, and he shook his head, and he goes, oh, I just shook hands with Victor from Guaranteed Rate. Ed will understand that's how he does business. And I go, well, that's quite a compliment, but I got to tell Jerry, my handshake's worth nothing, man.
That would have been quite an event because I like that name.
Comiskey.
Exactly.
When we got bigger and we had to bring the Wintrust name out, which was 5 or 6 years ago, and we signed a contract with the Cubs and we were with the White Sox before, we do the Mackinac race. Wintrust Arena came as a result of DePaul. Father Holschneider grabbed me.
That's a nice spot down there, too.
It is. It's beautiful.
He made me
an offer I couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
So he said, you'll get all our business, and we want to bank with you. I said, why us? Somebody's offered you more money. He goes, we want a company that has the same values as we do. That was setting the hook from an old Catholic boy. So got me on that one.
I was going to say, I like to go down there once a year and watch Marquette beat DePaul. But when I was going to say that, so you have a partnership with Marquette, too,
We do.
How does that work?
Well, we consider our target market area any place we can get to from 2 hours from Chicago or Rosemont, really, where our main headquarters is, which takes us north into Wisconsin and down into northwest Indiana. So we bought a bank a long time ago up in Wisconsin called Town Bank, and we felt that, hope none of my competitors are listening, but so I did my own little survey. I said, where do you bank the people? And we said, oh, I bank at this bank. I hate them. I bank at this bank. I hate them. I said, they could just dislike us and we'll clean up. So we put some money in and we spent some money, and Marquette, you know, we are the official bank of Marquette. They're wonderful people. The money goes for scholarships, we have $1 million a year for scholarships at Marquette, and it works out really well.
You know, I'm a Marquette boy, so I'm a little biased.
That's why I talk slower to you. I'm a Georgetown guy.
Oh, then you better really slow down. But, you know, I do think this Chicago area, the media or business, they underestimate the fervor of Marquette and Marquette basketball in this town. I mean, so when I'm driving down the Kennedy and I see your billboard for a Marquette credit card, you know, that resonates with me.
Well, a lot of people from Marquette stay in the Midwest.
Yeah, and a lot of them go to Chicago and come back.
Right, right.
Ed Wehmer is the CEO of Wintrust. We'll talk about the economy coming up, but right now, a look at the... we'll take a break, come back, check the numbers and all that. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. It's 12:51. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Ed Wehmer is the CEO of Wintrust, and he's in the studio with us for this half hour. Okay, Ed, so let's talk a little bit about, well, just predict for me when it is that the recession comes.
Well, there will be one. There's a, you know, the economy runs in cycles. It's surprising to talk right now about it because I think this might be the first recession we talk ourselves into.
Well, explain that a little bit, because I kind of was trying to make, you know, with President Trump is talking about, oh, it's the best economy ever, it's the greatest economy, and not necessarily the case, but I was trying to explain that he needs to cheerlead this. I mean, because it's all consumer driven. 70% of the economy is consumer driven. Right. If we start to believe we're going to hell, we're going to go to hell.
Right. And that's part of the issue. But if you ever had a recession where you have full employment, where most of the indexes, if for any one that points down, there's nine that point up, everybody looks at the interest rate. You know, for years, but the inverted yield curve was a real predictor of a recession. In 2006, that's when we pulled back and went into rope-a-dope and came out in 08 and really had record years during the downturn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we doubled our size. We bought more fail banks than anybody. And in the 10 years since then, we've done more transactions of banks, branches, product lines, and the like, any other bank in the country.
But if the inverted yield curve was the indicator there, and then why is it not now?
Yeah, I think it's a false positive. What you've got is quantitative easing, which to me is the biggest disaster ever.
Okay.
The quantitative easing is when the Fed balloons their balance sheet and central banks balloon their balance sheet by buying government bonds to keep rates low. They keep the demand up to keep rates low. So the Fed had $4.5 trillion of this on their books, ran it down to 3.5. I was with the head of the Dallas Fed. I said, why'd you stop liquidating? He goes, because rates were going down. They should have been going up when we did this. Problem is the rest of the world, Japan and Europe, who are the big issuers of negative bonds now, which is crazy, have $23.5 trillion of quantitative easing out there. So we have a supply-demand issue because the government, especially U.S. Treasuries, are the great collateral for the shadow banking system, for repos and the like.
Right.
So to get them and to trade, and if the dollar is the currency in China, they have to buy with dollars, they have to buy U.S. They buy treasuries because they could use that as collateral going forward. So you've got $23 trillion of government bonds out there that are taking the supply up, and the demand is taking all the supply, so driving rates down. And it's a false positive in my book. I think quantitative easing has not worked in Japan, where you've had negative rates forever. You've got them in Europe. It'll never work.
But we are in the longest recovery in history, right? I mean, the longest boom period in history. It's inevitable that there will be a recession one day.
Yes.
Well, when's it going to be then?
Well, if I knew that, I would be in the banking business.
If the inverted yield curve is usually an indicator of 18 months out, so you seem to think that it'll be beyond 18 months before we start to turn back.
I'm not going to say that because, again, as you said, consumers are the big part of the economy. We talk ourselves into this. We actually could find ourselves in trouble. But the fact is that you have full employment, and all our customers are doing very well, running with backlog. They can't get people.
Do you see your customers behaving differently because there might be a fear of a recession?
They're starting to pull back a little, but they're all running with backlogs. Most of the ones who came through and did well after the recession, bought lines of business for next to nothing of their competitors who didn't make it. They remember what it was like, so they have more fortress-like balance sheets. But problem with low rates too, which scares me, is which it might be a little bit longer, is that people start searching for yield and take more risks. There's not many bubbles out there right now, but highly leveraged transactions are the fastest growing. The Fed and the OCC will tell you the fastest growing transactions out there.
Uh-huh.
So that means highly leveraged is people borrowing too much money. If rates can continue to go down, you see more people rationalizing the fact, more institutions rationalizing the fact they need to find they'll take more risk to get any yield, and that's where you start having bubbles. So that scares me a little.
Ed Wehmer, the CEO of Wintrust Bank, thank you very much for coming in.
Nice to see you.
We'll have to get together for a Marquette-Georgetown game.
Let's put a bet on it.
I don't bet. I don't have the money.
Thanks. I can lend you some, man.
That's great. It's great to see you again. I can't wait for the next time you come by.
Thanks so much.
It's the Business Lunch here on 720 WGN.